to redeem black and sanctify us. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O God, my rock and my salvation. Would you pray with me? Loving Father, help us to remember the birth of Jesus, that we may share in the sound of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and the worship of the wise men. Close the door of hate and open the door of love all the world can see. Let kindness come with every gift and good desire, with every greeting. Deliver us from evil by the blessing which Christ brings to and teach each of us with merry and clear hearts. May Christmas morning make us happy to be thy children, and Christmas evening bring us to our beds with grateful thoughts, forgiven and forgiveness, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Amen.
A Merry Christmas to all. Please be comfortable.
Merry Christmas.
A blessed welcome to my St. Sebastian family, friends of my St. Sebastian family, and family of friends of my St. Sebastian family. Glory to God in the highest, and goodwill to all. It is a pleasure to have you all here. My second Christmas, but I feel more nervous this time than I was the first. I don't know why, but God is with me, and we are here to celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. R.L. Stevenson, the novelist, tells us, as the Lord is the light of the world, John told the people to prepare for you when you were very near. As Christmas glows closer hour by hour, help us to be ready to welcome you now. As I looked at the gospel, I said, what stood out to me and what was clear about this gospel today was the shepherds. And it tells us in the gospel, as the shepherds were living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. I always ask, why would be the lowly shepherds living in the fields become the first visitors to be told about the birth of Jesus? And if you listen to the gospel, it doesn't say that the shepherds were working in the fields. It is important that you realize it says living in the fields, which means their homes were just like the sheep that they took care of. That's where they spent 24 hours of their day. In early history, the lowly shepherds were the first sign of what Jesus would have bring to the world, which was humility. And it would tell us the sign of his ministry. I always remember in biblical times, sheep farmers were generally seen as having low or little value by other people. The type of sheep that these shepherds were taking care of were called fat-tailed sheep or broad-tailed sheep. They often had their lambs in the autumn and the winter rather than spring, which most sheep in the western country these days have. They were considered the least of the communities. So very little attention was given to them or they received. They basically lived with the sheep they tended. So imagine the type of lifestyle. If you ever hang around a sheep, you know how the smell is. And if you're living with them, you know how you smell. But this was a sign of the new world order. The people of Israel had lost their way, and God was now sending his son to be the new world order to change us from being a me life to a us life. Not just all about me, but about others. That's why at Christmas, families come together to share. to give. It's a part of our journey of Jesus that sometimes we get so caught up in the what I call the pageantry of Christmas. We sometimes forget what the love of Christmas is all about. So even if I see you here for the first time and I don't see you again, I am so happy to have you here, because it tells me the love of Jesus is still in your heart. The care, the want, and the expectations of that birth is always there for us. The shepherds were given this responsibility to go from where they were tending their sheep, pretty much in the mountains, walking all the way to Bethlehem to see the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. So imagine these shepherds walking through the town. Now they must be nervous, because it's like, why did they pick us? But if you ever remember that, and it's often said in our Bible, Jesus said, God used ordinary people to do extraordinary things. So I say to each one of you, you are special and great in the eyes of God. Don't matter what you do, what you have, or what you own. I remembered in my early days in church, whenever we did the Christmas pageant, the first job I had, or the first part of the Christmas pageant, I was a shepherd. And I hated it. And you know why I hated it? Because I basically did nothing. You just stood there with the sheep. But I was a child. So at that time, to me, you wanted to be active in the pageant. You wanted to be Mary. You wanted to be Joseph. You wanted to have a role that stood out. You didn't want to be a shepherd. But I've grown. My ministry has grown. Today, I am a shepherd. But I'm a shepherd tending to a flock of wonderful people. If I knew back then what the shepherd would be, the first person to have seen Jesus. And yes, the story was the same in the Bible then that it is now. But I was not paying that kind of attention. What I was thinking about was me. I was that lowly shepherd, and that was not glamorous. Nobody was going to talk about Gary as the shepherd. They said, you saw Mary, how wonderful she looked. You saw Joseph. Nobody cared about the shepherd. Oh, you saw the shepherd standing there? But I say this to you tonight, my brothers and sisters. We are all shepherds. Just as the angel appeared to the shepherds first, Jesus and God has appeared to you. That's why you are here tonight to celebrate his birth. That's why we call ourselves Christians. Because in Jesus is the light of the world, and it's us. It is me and you who gets to tell the wonderful message of Jesus Christ. Look at the church. Yesterday I was here for Mass, and they kicked me out. They said, Father, you've got to go home. We will let you see what the church looks like when you get here tonight. Yes, it's for the beauty of the church. But those members who put together the time to make the beauty, it is just not the beauty of the church. It's the beauty for the love of Jesus Christ. That's why families come together to show love. And I say to you tonight and tomorrow when you sit at your dinner tables, think about the light of Jesus Christ. Let your conversations be like the shepherds. Bring joy to someone. It is so easy when families get together. Someone is either not happy with each other. Throw that out. Be a forgiveness today and tonight and tomorrow. I have gotten so much love from my brothers and sisters, and this is a family story I'm going to share with you, but don't repeat it, so it's a secret. My oldest brother and I have not seen eye to eye in years. And my oldest sister called and said, you need to make up with your brother. And you know what they do to me? You are the priest, so you must always take the higher road. I was here on Friday and I started praying. And I got in my car and the Spirit says, call your brother. And I called him. He had just got back from a cruise. And he said, Gary? I said, yes, Darren. I said, I called you, but I do not want to talk about what our issues were prior, because you will be right, I will be wrong. I will be right, and you will be wrong. But life is too short. The love of Jesus Christ is in my heart today, and I have decided, and I ask of you, whatever it is, forgive me, and I'm starting today as the first day of the rest of our lives. And I say this to you as we think about Jesus and what he looks for us as children of God. Don't carry the burdens with you. He has already died on the cross and shed his blood for our sins. We must grow in his love. We must be like the shepherds who went down the hill, and when they found that great news, they came back through the towns telling everybody about the wonderful Jesus Christ. But just think about it. They could not leave all the shepherds and go in town. So there must be some shepherds who were left with those sheep. And that's who we are. We were left with the sheep to hear the good news. Tonight we are hearing the good news. Yes, we hear it over and over, but it's the best story ever told, is the birth of Jesus Christ. We know Jesus came into this world and God sent him in human form. We know the importance of his ministry because we are here as a testimony of his ministry. As John chapter 10, 4 tells us that after Jesus did his ministry, he says, I am the good shepherd and I know my own. And my own knows me, who which are you and I. And then he says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. It is no accident that shepherds were the first to see Jesus. But they continue to be a dominant part of his ministry. And also to each of us who are witnesses. And we are now shepherds to spread the good news of Jesus Christ's birth. And so did the shepherds did that wonderful night a long time ago. I ask you to be a shepherd tonight, to a friend, to be a brother, to someone you might have not spoken to in a long time. Let it be a night to reconcile. The people of Israel had lost their way, and God sent Jesus to bring us back together for his love. The love I have for you, the love I have for St. Sebastian, the love I have for you joining us here tonight overwhelms me. But I say happy Christmas, Merry Christmas, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among whom those he favors. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those who he favors. As the shepherds left going back to the sheep, glorifying God, let your Christmas be a time to glorify our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Returning to our liturgy, let us rise and reaffirm our faith in Christ through the Nicene Creed.